Good morning. B'siyat Shemaya, we're starting the next bracha. Bracha of Berachas HaShachar, Zoykev Kefufim. Literally, Zoykev Kefufim means that Hashem stands upright those who are bent over. Once again, in the most simplest form, we're reminding ourselves that the fact that we got up this morning and we were able to sit up and now we're able to stand up, that in itself is a result of the tremendous siyata d'shamayim v'kodesh baruch hu, the tremendous chasdei Hashem, the fact that we're able to stand up. And like we always say, we could think, what would life be if we would not be able to stand up? If we always be bent over. As we know, the concept of standing up on 2 feet upright is something unique to human beings. All the other animals are either on their stomachs or on 4 feet at least. It's something very special about human beings and has various ideas behind it. But before we go into the ideas behind it, just we have to appreciate that this is definitely a more pleasant life of standing upwards and not having a face in the ground the whole time. As far as how we can interact with things, we can see things, we can do things. We have much more opportunities to do it by standing upright. Mitzad Hasheni, mitzad the physics, to have a tall thing standing on very small feet on the bottom, a very small support, is very complicated to keep it balanced. And that's the Chasdei Hashem, that Hashem set up things that different ways we keep our balance. We know that in the ear, there's these semicircular ducts, three of them that are perpendicular to one another, that keep track of the position of the head, and they're very essential in us keeping our balance. Is one of the beautiful things about the Hebrew language. It's Lashon Kodesh. One of the ideas of Lashon Kodesh is that the words are self-explanatory, not like in other languages. Ear in English is ear. It doesn't have any meaning other than ear. But in Hebrew, it's ozen. And ozen is the same word as moznaim. Moznaim is a scale that keeps balance. It's the Torah Kedosha already hinted to us that the ears that we have for hearing also the things that keep us in balance. Come on, if we hear properly also, that keeps us balanced also in what we're doing in life. But without that, just this physical fact, physical nature of the ear is, it has something inside of it that helps us keep balance. And even that organ that we have in the inner ear, these ducts, it's also very, very complicated system how it works, to help us keep that balance, involving many different parts, different hairs and nerves, brain function. But that's the way Hashem set it up, that we should be able to stand upright. Standing upright is also complicated because you have the weight of all, even if we just take the blood in our circulatory system, all the blood that is higher up is now weighing down on the bottom. And it also complicates things. That Hashem also set up a whole system that the muscles in the legs contract to change the dimensions of the blood vessels to keep things going properly. Come on, it's much more complicated than we're saying, but it's just little things to think about how complex the system Hashem had to make in order to keep us upright so that we should have the benefit of standing upright. You go from one position to the next, from walking to running, without falling over. It's such an amazing thing that we have this ability to just zeikef kefufim. Hashem gave us this ability to stand upright. The ma'isa, aside from the physical benefits that we have of being able to stand upright, ma'isa, there are various ideas behind this also that Chazal mentioned and different great achrenim point out. If if you notice, sometimes standing upright is considered a very positive human thing. For example, when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we're supposed to daven dafka standing up, not sitting down. Something special about daven Shemoneh Esrei standing up. The Mabit in his Sefer, he writes that because when we're davening, we're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, standing upright, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is B'Shemei Shemaim, B'Shemaim El Yoinim. It's Molech HaLaz Kevoidah, but the source is coming from above. And we're showing that we are connecting ourselves to the higher part of the world. He points out, the Shiloh HaKadosh and others point out, that an animal's face is in the ground, where a human face and his head, where his thoughts are upright in the Shemayim. The idea behind this is because the animal, he's Ofel Min Adama, his whole Metzius is from the earth, and his whole existence is the earthly existence. So therefore his head is also always facing down into the earth. That's where he came from, that's where he lived off. But by us, our Metzius is the Vayipach Ba'apov Ruach Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel for himself, from the holy Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us our Nishmas Chaim, our Neshama. And in Meila, our head and our face is always connected to above, turning up to our source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a twofold positive thing to it. Number one is for us to recognize our greatness. Maral talks about it, that just like the king is always standing upright, humanity, Klal Yisrael specifically, have the korech of standing upright to show that we are the ones that are moishel on the entire world. But it's with one condition. We have a schus to stand upright if our head is turned upwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we recognize that we have to have Yirat Shamayim. We have to realize that in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're nothing. We're his creation, and we have no power or anything from ourselves. Everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If our head is turned up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we machni ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Yirat Shamayim, then we're entitled to the dominion over the entire world, the standing upright, the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. But it goes in the twofold fashion, starting by seeing up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by the fact that we're the only ones that have the special keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us shlita and koch over the world. By Shemoneh Esrei also, before we stand up, we bow down. We start with Shemoneh Esrei by bowing down. Same idea, recognizing that I'm below HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I recognize that, then I can realize that I'm below HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm the closest thing in the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And these are the two options we have with standing up. We either use it properly, recognition, Zoykiyach Hashem L'chol HaKufim. Hashem is the one who gave us the ability to stand up. It's all from Him. And the Melech, we use it as recognizing my essence is my neshama, my sefrus and koyach. And greatness is to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I machnir myself more and more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and go in His ways, and follow in His ways, and follow the mitzvos doivus. That's the right way to do it. The other way, which is the wrong way of doing it, it says that a person is hoylech b'koyim es kufa, the Gemara Bracha says, is k'ilu doichek ragli shchina. There's a concept of hoylech b'koyim es kufa, means I stand upright in a haughty fashion, a fashion of gaiva, not realizing there's anybody above me, anything above me, thinking I'm the greatest, I'm the one who's running the world, it's my world. And that is doichik ragli shrina, it's kafayochel pushing HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from him. And chas v'shalom, if we push HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from ourselves, Shem Yirachim, Hashem is the source of all the good, Baruch Ata Hashem, you are the source of all the bracha. If we're with you, and we use the fact that we're standing upright to recognize you were zeke for klufim, you gave us a special quest to stand up, to be close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in the chanami, you have all the greatness in the world, all the bracha in the world, that's mamshich bracha in the world. But if chas v'shalom, we don't have that, then with doichik ragli shchina, that cuts us off from the bracha and brings us all the tzaris that we have. The gaiva of humanity, Rachmanu Litzlan is the thing that brings us at Tzaras. And now is the time that we're in Eitz Tzaras. It's the time for us to realize, each one on his level, we all ma'aminim b'nei ba'aminim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But do we, to a certain degree, live our lives in the fashion that I'm running the world, I have the things the way I want, and if I don't get it the way I want, I get upset, or I get frustrated, or I get depressed, or do I realize, no, I'm totally in the hands of Hashem, like the sticker people, a lot of people have from the Rav in Australia, I think. One should wash his hands, but together with that, realize that we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest tzitzis from the present tzitzis that Klal Yisrael are in, and all the tzitzis we have. And we just want to end. Zoykev Hashem L'chol HaKvufim is not only on a personal level. We say every day in the Ashrei, Seimach Hashem L'chol HaNoifim V'Zoykev L'chol HaKvufim. The Gemara Bracha says it, and Rashi explains it, that there's no Ois Nun in Ashrei, because Ois Nun represents Nefila of Klal Yisrael, and we don't want to speak it out, that the Chas V'Shalom is Nefila of Klal Yisrael. Even though the truth is, we are in a state of Nefila, and Golus is the Nefila, it's not the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Even though it's left out, the Gemara says, right afterwards we start with, Seimach Hashem L'chol HaNoifim, which is a remez, that even though there will be a state, the Klal Yisrael will be in a state of Nefila, the entire nation will be in a state of Nefila, but Seimach Hashem L'chol HaNoifim, Hashem will eventually support those who are falling down. V'zoykev L'chol HaKvufim, Klal Yisrael and Golus, we are bent down in front of all the other powers of the world, all that powerful world, Western world, that just believes in the physical power, the material power. And there's a certain level of kvifas kumosim. We're bent over. The world does not appreciate the greatness of Torah and mitzvahs. Chumon Litzlon, even there are too many of us that are mezalzel in from people and shomrei Torah mitzvahs. There's a certain kvifas hakoima. We're bent over. But we say every day in Ashrei, that's part of Ashrei's going through the entire picture of the world, that Hashem is always with us, and Hashem is in the process of bringing us up from being bent over and having us stand up again the way we should. We are presently in the state of Golus, and the Chazal say, there's a Medrash that says that Kfufim is Yisrael Shegola B'chutz La'aretz. We don't have the full Zoykev Kefufim. Yes, in the morning we do thank Hashem every morning for my personal Zoykev Kefufim. I say that it's the fact that I'm standing up is not by myself. It's because of your Hashgacha, and I recognize there's a special reason for it. So I should recognize my greatness, and that my greatness is that I am close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have a special neshama from you. And that's my natural position, being upright, facing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But together with that, we do not have the skif of Klal Yisrael because we still are in Golus. The more we realize this and aspire for this, that Hashem should be Zoykev Klal Yisrael to where we want to be and where we should be, Mitzvah Hashem will be Zoykev soon to Yulechenu Kome Mius Le'alzenu, which Rashi says Kome Mius means the Koimus Kufa. Hashem will take us out of all the Golus. Different Achrayim say this Kome Mius is referring to the Golus of the Western world, of America, that everybody is standing upright, everybody thinks they have everything. But that's the type of goals we're in, that we have Baruch Hashem Shefa. But we're going to use that Shefa not to be an end in itself, but a way of using everything we have, our physical koichos, our emotional koichos, the money that we have, all lavoides Hashem, and Mitzvah Hashem, the Kol, Vizrecha, Hashem, Bimoylech, Hoysono, Komamiz, Laotseino, Vimheo, Vimheino.